This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has projected India as the land of biggest opportunities globally and promised the business sector facilitation, reforms, a stable policy regime and high growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum, Mr. Modi asked the investors to commit to innovation, performance, positive disruption and high quality products. He said his dispensation has begun its third term with more determined intentions and is full of hope and confidence. The Prime Minister said, while people in most countries that went to polls this year voted for a change, Indians preferred continuity, political stability and economic growth. Addressing the event, Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. Mr. Vaishnaw said, more than 99% of all mobile phones used in India are being manufactured domestically. He said that this year, Apple will manufacture its latest model in India. The minister informed that the value of electronics manufacturing in India has increased to $105 billion as of 2022-23, up from $29 billion in 2013-14. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has described the decision to admit girls in military schools as a game changer. He stated that this move reflects significant progress in gender equality and gender justice. Addressing the RIMC cadets at Uttarakhand's Rashtriya Indian Military College in Dehradun today, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that they are being prepared to tackle future challenges and contribute to global welfare. The first set of rules under the Telecom Act 2023, known as Digital Bharat Nidhi, has come into effect with the government notification issued in this regard. Funding from the Digital Bharat Nidhi will be provided to implementers for executing projects and fund schemes aimed at providing targeted access to telecommunication services for underserved groups in society. These groups include women, persons with disabilities and economically and socially weaker sections. United Arab Emirates has launched a sweeping two-month visa amnesty program offering a crucial opportunity for individuals residing illegally in the country to regularize their status or depart without penalties. The program comes into effect today. The amnesty does not apply to those who entered the country illegally. Our correspondent reports that the scheme is particularly significant for the Indian expatriates as they constitute the largest ethnic group in the country at 3.5 million, comprising approximately 30% of the UAE's total population. The Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi and the Consulate General of India in Dubai have announced measures to assist Indian nationals in availing themselves of the amnesty scheme. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a warning for isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Vidarbha, Telangana, Rayalaseema and interior and coastal Karnataka today. Heavy rainfall is very likely over East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh till tomorrow. Meanwhile, extremely heavy rains lashed several parts of Telangana, leading to inundation of low-lying areas and disruption of road links between villages in several places. Many districts witnessed swollen rivulets causing significant road disruptions. Control rooms have been opened at district collectorates and state secretariat in Hyderabad. Relief camps are being opened as many areas are reeling under inundation. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has directed the authorities to take measures to prevent any loss of life and property. On the fourth day of the Paris Paralympics 2024, India will look to add more medals to the tally in various events today. In athletics, India's Ravi Rangoli will be in action in men's shot put F40 final, while Nishad Kumar will eye a podium finish in the men's high jump T47 event final. Avni Lekra will be looking for another gold medal in the R3 mixed 10 meters rifle prone SH1 event today. In badminton, Suhas Yathiraj and Sukant Kadam will face each other in the men's singles SL4 badminton semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.